USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks outdoors. The agency announced Tuesday that those who have received both Pfizer or Moderna shots or the Johnson & Johnson one-dose vaccine can ditch the mask if they're attending a small outdoor gathering or dining at an outdoor restaurant. The CDC still recommends mask wearing at crowded outdoor events or indoor gatherings with unvaccinated people. And U.S. Navy vessels operating in the Persian Gulf fired warning shots Monday night at a group of Iranian military boats. The Navy says a group of Iranian fast inshore attack craft approached a pair of American patrol boats with unknown intent, coming as close as 68 yards to both ships. The USS Firebolt and the U.S. CGC Baranof issued multiple warnings via radio and other methods before the Firebolt fired warning shots at the Iranian vessels, after which they moved away to a safe distance. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Nearly half of all Americans have received at least one dose of COVID vaccination. But as vaccines are becoming more widely available, demand in many areas in the country has dropped. Several states have asked the federal government not to send their full allotment of shots each week so as not to waste doses they know will go unused. Dr. Tyson Bell says now is the time to start an aggressive campaign to sway those still on the fence about getting the shot. The medical ICU director at the University of Virginia tells CBS News that knowing you have access to the vaccine could sway your decision to get it.
We have to effectively message those who may still be on the fence or less eager to get vaccinated and those who have difficulty gaining access to vaccines. So now we have to get it more widely distributed, the vaccine, into communities so that you come across it on a regular basis, because the two are actually linked. Your decision to get vaccinated can in part be linked to your access, such that if you are on the fence, but you're seeing it regularly in the course of your daily life, and you're seeing people around you getting vaccinated and getting protected, that's that extra incentive for you to get vaccinated. So we have to switch strategy and play more ground game now.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
During his speech Wednesday to a joint session of Congress, President Biden is expected to lay out his plans for American energy independence. But critics point out that his actions in his first 100 days in office have taken the country further away from that goal. Tim Berg reports.
Roughly 200 guests will attend President Biden's joint address to Congress on Wednesday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden is deeply involved in the development of the speech. Psaki saying he will lay out the details of the American Families Plan and also mention a range of priorities in the coming months, including energy independence and the Green New Deal. When it comes to energy independence, Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso reminds us,
securing energy independence provides all Americans with a more safe and a stronger future. That's why I'm baffled, really baffled, by the efforts of President Biden and his supporters in Congress to destroy entire industries in America and to force tens of thousands of Americans' fossil fuel energy workers into the ranks of the unemployed.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the draw was held Tuesday for this Saturday's 147th running of the Kentucky Derby. 2-1 favorite Essential Quality will start from the 14th post with second choice Rock Your World next door in the 15th slot. The race returns to its traditional place on the first Saturday in May after being delayed to Labor Day weekend last year. Churchill Downs is expected to welcome 45,000 spectators come race day, down from the more than 150,000 people that packed the stands in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.